Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back on the Fan. I got something really sad to tell everybody coming up here in a second. Liz just texted me right before the segment. I'm sorry. So I told you we got the Canadian geese up on top of the roof, which they haven't been around here for the last couple of days. There was a... Oh, my God. It's getting even worse. Oh, my God. She's calling it a mallard. It's not a mallard. It's just a duck. Mallards are the men. So I had...
This whole show has been...
Now I'm legitimately sad.
It's a battle of the sexes women. Show.
I got to pick up a dead duck when I go home.
Like from the store?
Shut up.
So, I'll be home in 15. I got to stop and pick up a dead duck first.
On Sunday, I posted a social media video because there was this duck. There was a duck hanging out by the truck. And I was cleaning out Liz's car. You know, I always yell at the seagulls and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, I made a little video. And I'm like, ducks are cool. You can stay. Well, apparently... The duck laid her eggs in our front bushes by the lamppost. And I was telling my sons to stay away from there. And she texted me and she said, last night someone attacked the duck and ate the eggs. So the duck is dead next to the light post and there are eggshells. And now I'm kind of sad because the duck was my friend, man. That's kind of...
Somebody had themselves a little duck omelet.
L'orange.
Three or four. Ken used to say 12.
It's obviously something French.
Man. I don't want something like that to happen. That's a shame.
I thought when you started talking that for sure your dog had died.
That's I did, too.
No,
I
thought, God, well, no.
See you, Sam.
Well, no. I.
Now, yeah. That was your reaction for the nameless... personality-less ducks that have been hanging
the
out.
The duck by the truck.
What all is right. It going to be well, for Sam?
You don't even want to know.
You would have to leave.
I had to leave the room the other day. I was petting Sam, and I started choking up. They say he's fine. He doesn't need to be put down or anything, but I said,
how old is Sam?
He's 12. We're coming down the home stretch here. And what did he do? Oh, yeah, he pooped in the hallway yesterday. Like, in the middle of the night, Liz woke me up. So now I got to go pick up the I don't want to pick up the dead duck. I'm going to be crying today in the middle of the day. All right. Well.
Are you concerned that you have something that attacks other animals?
No, I live by the woods.
Living in the swamp?
I mean,
maybe
it,
coming out
I would
at night?
Think a coyote or
these
what?
Things, if it's a coyote.
Well, they've migrated.
I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. All right.
Are you allowed to just tee off on coyotes there? What are the rules out there?
Well, I told you, we talked about it during Fix My Life like a month ago, and it was a little bit odd that I actually had city council members kind of roundaboutly encouraging me to go ahead and do so.
Yeah, take the law in your own hands.
Which was sad. All right. Now we talk about the Cavs.
Which, the way you were talking, they could be gone by the end of the weekend.
Well, no one's going to attack and eat J.B. Bickerstaff's ducks, okay? His eggs. All right. This is Jared Allen.
Hold up.
All right. I just feel terrible for the duck. Now I got to go pick the duck up. Oh, my God. My kids got to go to school today. Oh, my God. They're going to be freaking out.
Eli's oh, they're gonna definitely going to see it. There's mind. No way that she can steer God. Them past, blindfold them.
Oh, my God. She's gonna have to go out and get that duck out of there, but they're immediately gonna be interested in what she's doing. I gotta text my neighbors. Play the Jared Allen. I gotta get AJ or somebody to go over there and get that damn duck up because
this is from
see
Sunday.
It, they're gonna lose their bleeping minds.
It's from Sunday.
Okay,
throw the first punch. I think that's been the message all across the board, all across the locker room, to come in with a lot of energy and effort from the second it all happens and keep the same consistency.
Go ahead, Tone.
I've just seen already, John Believeland says the Carmen's dinner tonight, and they have the scene from Christmas Story at the very end.
Not eating some dead duck in the driveway.
Dinner is served. No meal prepping needed. Good to go.
What about
one of those services that sends?
All right, I'm...
Hello.
I do need to tell her now, if I'm going to act this way, I'm sad about this damn duck. She better not text me about Sam during the show. She cannot do that, or I will have to leave the show. That's not going to happen. I love that dog, man. All right. Jared Allen said they have to throw the first punch.
This was the message for the locker room. You want to do it again?
All right, well, I gotta recalibrate here. I got to refocus. Go ahead. Here we go.
Throw the first punch. I think that's been the message all across the board, all across the locker room, to come in with a lot of energy and effort from the second it all happens and keep the same consistency.
So Jared Allen's talking about throwing the first punch.
Is he going to get tossed from this game? All of a sudden we see uncharacteristic.
I don't want him to be tossed.
Jared Allen come in with his boxing gloves.
I don't want Jared Allen to be tossed, but
brass
I also...
knucks.
Listen, the way things went over the weekend, I think a lot of people would like to see some physicality coming up this coming weekend, right?
Who's getting thrown out of this game for the Cavs? It sounds like the tone has been set.
Thrown out of the game,
like
tone.
I could see them overcompensating after what happened last year, everybody calling them soft. Then the way you end the season, you're getting booed on Customer Appreciation Day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tristan Thompson and Marcus Morris do rock, paper, scissors. They Rochambeau to see who's getting tossed.
Kenny, I'm telling you right now, I could totally see this happening, that they're going to get into it with Jalen Suggs, Jonathan Isaac.
My neighbor said he's going to come pick up the duck with a shovel. So
now that's
get
a good
it out
neighbor.
Before the kids go out there and see it. I got to get him a bottle of liquor now. He's a good man, Bob.
Or is he feeling guilty because he knows his kids had something to do with this last
the
night?
The kids didn't kill the duck. One's in college, the other one's in high school. He ain't bothering with that damn duck. All right, damn it. We're trying to talk basketball here. I'm trying to put the duck behind me. If it was a coyote, again, it might have been a fox. I got foxes back there.
Oh, I believe it.
I just hope it wasn't a coyote. I don't need that type of thing. Now I got to make sure Sam's on the leash.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what the hell's going
Sam.
On. All right, fine. Thank God for Bob. I'm sorry about the duck dying. I know in nature it's ran its course. I know David Attenborough would be laughing at me right now, but damn it, I felt bad for that duck. We had a kinship there the middle of my drive. I felt like Tony Soprano on my driveway there with the duck.
Well, the duck knows how you would talk about the seagulls and to the seagulls.
Yes, I like ducks. I'm not a fan of seagulls. And the Canadian geese, they honk way too bleeping much. I like blue herons, obviously. We're not doing a power rankings. Don't. We got to get focused.
Ken's Nature Preserve.
All right, number one, I'm going to do it. What the hell? Lean into it. Number one, are you talking all animals or just birds?
Oh, yeah, everything.
Oh, God.
The koi.
That have been at your house.
Number one, the deer. Number two, I don't have koi. They're goldfish.
Wow, you're gonna surprised by that.
You're going to have undesirables running around in my backyard. You need to stop. Those are goldfish. Number one. Number one, deer. No, you know what? No. Number one, mallard ducks. The green head, beautiful.
Wow.
Number two, the blue heron. They're majestic.
They are. They're beautiful.
The majestic.
Whoa, look at that one. I swear to God, it's in the backyard right now.
Number three, the deer.
I've clubbed many with a drive.
Number three, the deer.
Of a golf ball.
I told
Why?
You. That one time over at Valley of the Eagles, I hit that Canadian goose, and it was just sitting there flapping
the
at me.
The noise they make, you feel so bad.
It was fine, because I hit the ball 30 miles an hour every time if I could even get it in the air. Do you have anything to say?
He was taunting you. That's all you got?
I did not mean to totally drive this thing into a culvert. I did not mean to do that.
It's called a worm burner.
Wow.
I burned her feathers. All right. Is there too much focus on being physical for the Cavs in this series?
Too much focus on water. Yeah.
There's no, I got to get rid of my phone
here.
Well, no, I'm just feeling terrible.
So the physicality thing is interesting because I've heard every Cavs fan say the same thing. Got to show your toughness. Got to come out swinging. Okay, but you want to make sure that you're not, it's not a departure from who you are as a basketball team, right? You can't be something that you're not. You can't all of a sudden act like you have 12 Dylan Brooks on your team or Ron Artest. Like, that's not who the Cavs are. I don't need Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland trying to be something they are not.
Yeah.
And what do we have David Thorpe on yesterday? It said the Cavs just, they have more bullets in the chamber than what the Magic have. They have more scoring. They have that ability to shoot. We've seen that at times. So, like, don't deviate from who you are as a team. Like, yeah, you need to be physical because it's the playoffs. And I think they learn firsthand who they are as a team. I get it. Everybody that calls us up, it's going to say, got to be physical, got to be physical. JB is probably hitting them over the head with got to be physical. But there are certain things you either are or you aren't. You want to make sure they come out and they're not all of a sudden we go, where did this come from? Who is this Cavs team? Like, I don't need them getting into it.
Yeah, I don't want them to focus too much on that and lose games because I'd rather win the game. But I do need them to be physical here. I think it would go a long way with the fan base. 216-474-0092. Is there too much focus on being physical in this series for the Cleveland Cavaliers? Or do they need to put some hustle with this muscle and get going here? Fix My Life, 745. J.C. Sheldon, former Ohio State basketball women's guard, women's basketball guard, joins us at 9:20. She's a new Dallas Wing. We'll talk to her about embarking on her WNBA journey at 9:20, coming up on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.